With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaverink. News for Automotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. As of next week, Chatham-Kent's Public Utilities Commission will be asking people in Wheatley and Tilbury to temporarily conserve water. That's still part of the fallout from the Wheatley Water Treatment Plant going down because of a fire. The bulk water station in Tilbury will be temporarily shut down in the coming days until a temporary water treatment system at the Wheatley Water Treatment Plant is operating. Right now, water is being pumped into Tilbury and Wheatley from South Kent and from Leamington. But officials with the Public Utilities Commission say the demand for water in Leamington is going up because the days are getting longer and greenhouses need more of it. With 2 weeks left until voters in the riding of Lambton-Kent Middlesex select a new MPP in a by-election, the Ontario government has announced millions of dollars in funding to try to address gaps in primary care in the region. That includes new mobile primary care services in Chatham-Kent, including clinics for respiratory and diabetes management, cancer screening, and traditional healers to help provide culturally appropriate care. We have the funeral details now for Craig Spence, a local junior hockey player who died after a tragic crash on the 401 earlier this week. The public is invited to pay their respects at the Alexander and Houle Funeral Home from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday. There will be a mass funeral at St. Joseph's Roman Catholic Church in Chatham at 1 o'clock in the afternoon Monday. In lieu of flowers, friends and family are asked to consider making a donation to the Craig Spence Memorial Scholarship Fund. And the Chatham-Kent Barnstormers are swinging into their first ever season with some new uniforms. The public got its first look at those yesterday at a special event in Chatham. Owner Dom Donnell says the cream-colored fabric for the home outfits and traditional pinstriping for the away uniforms pay tribute to the game's storied history and significance in the community. You can find some pictures of the new uniforms on our website, cknewstoday.ca. The NHL's regular season is over, and the last of the playoff matchups are set. The Oilers face the Kings in the first round after LA beat Chicago and Vegas lost to Anaheim. That also sets up a first-round matchup between the Stars and Golden Knights. Texas scored twice in the final two innings to beat the Detroit Tigers 9-7, and the Detroit Lions unveiled their new uniforms yesterday. In addition to a new number font that pays tribute to the Lions jerseys from the 80s and 90s, the team introduced the return of a black alternate jersey with a blue helmet. Showers today, the risk of a thunderstorm ending this morning, then clearing at a high of 15 Celsius. Increasing cloudiness tonight, low 4, a mix of sun and cloud tomorrow, and a high of 10. I'm Matt Weaverank. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.